If you're a first-time home buyer or maybe you're a homeowner trying to monitor mortgage rates, well, this might be one of the most important videos that you see on mortgage rates. Because what I want to explain to you guys is mortgage rates don't go off of what the media tells you. It actually goes off of what the economy's doing. So in today's video, I'm going to try to explain to you guys why I think mortgage rates are going to go down. And titles like this, where they come out and say, well, the Federal Reserve looks like they're backing rate hikes. Wow, this is fake news. So without further ado, folks, my name is Dan Friel. I'm the host of The Rate Update. My goal each day is to help explain to you guys what next is going to go on with those, and specifically the whys behind it. And the reason why I do this, I'm a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. My slogan's this. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan and rates with almost 40 different lenders. How? Why? Well, I'll give you that at the end of this video. You're here for these. So let's get to it. So this week we had the Federal Reserve come out and they said, hey, we're not going to do anything with rates. But mainstream media keeps coming out saying, well, there's most likely a chance of rate hikes coming down the pike. And so what I want to explain to you guys today is how that news is, I don't know where it's coming from, because I'm going to show you the content and then you guys let me know down below what you guys think. Because I'm still saying we have a chance of getting at 5.99 way before rates are going to jump up to 7% like the media is telling us. So without further ado, folks, I like to start each day with the chart. But the problem today is the market's closed. So yeah, the bond market closed. It was up 13 ticks yesterday. Okay, so let me explain to you what I follow each day as a mortgage analysis. I follow this chart right over through here. All you have to understand is that number up through there. If it's green, that's good news. It means mortgage rates are going to get better. The bigger the number, well, the bigger the adjustment. So a plus 13, it was okay. It drove down rates just a little bit. Let's get over to see where oil is today. Looks like there might be some issues over in Iran, but oil's down below $75 a barrel right now. It's $75.95. That's great news for the markets, especially with mortgage rates and interest rates. Let me explain why. The first thing, let's go over to see what mainstream media told us yesterday. June's Fed decision delivered. Rates held unchanged, but dot plot significantly raised. The dot plot was significantly raised. What's the dot plot? Well, the dot plot is when the Federal Reserve comes in, they meet every about 6 weeks, but four times a year, they do what's called a dot plot. Now, the new Fed chairman, he doesn't like it. He's like, we don't want to forecast to you guys where we think things are going to go because things can turn on a dime, and I'm going to show you what happened just this week. I think mortgage rates are going to start to plunge from here. So if you look at this data, well, the first thing is there's one vote that's missing. That vote is from the Federal Reserve Chairman, Warsh. But let me show you the dot plot, and then you guys tell me what you think. So the first thing you need to understand is the federal funds rate. This is the rate the Federal Reserve controls. Right now, you can see it is 3.5 to 3.75. Okay, remember that number. If we go back to this, let's go down, and here's the article, and I'll have it down below as a source, and you guys are welcome to fact check me. Well, here's where the dot plot is. Well, let's get over this just briefly, so I don't want to make this sound like a two-year-old, but if you look over through here, here's where the federal funds rates are, okay? The rate's at 3, then 3.25, 3.5, 3.75, and 4, right? Okay, that's how that works. If you go over to here and you look at, here's where most of the members voted, right here, okay, and one voted to cut rates. So what is that? Well, that's 3.5 to 3.75, right? Now, if you go back here, that's where it is. So basically, half of them voted to stay where it is or cut rates. And the other half said, well, maybe we should have rates that go up. But you have to remember also, this was done about a week ago when oil was at $90 a barrel. You realize oil plunged this week? Let me show you the correlation to this, because this is kind of the cool thing behind this. Here's where inflation is, here's where oil is, and here's what the markets look at. Okay, so oil right now is about $77, $78 a barrel. It's by the time I did this report, that's where it was. CPI, which is inflation, it's over way over 2%. The Federal Reserve wants the inflation number. We watch the CPI. They want it around 2. It's at 4 or over 4. So I'm even saying, well, you can't cut with inflation that high. You go over through here, the 10-year treasury and the 30-year mortgage rates right through here. Okay, so here's the correlation. I'll post this as a blog so you can get the whole thing. But here's what I want to show you guys. Here's oil. And here's all the other things. This is, you're getting year-over-year CPI, which is consumer inflation. You're getting year-over-year PCE. That's the inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors. You're getting the 10-year treasury, and you're also getting 30-year mortgages. Okay, so you see the tight correlation in a lot of these, but that orange thing stands out, or brown. What is it? That's oil. Okay, but let me go down through here and show you a little bit of a snapshot of these things. So if you look at oil, when you compare it to consumer inflation, the CPI, here's what happened is oil's usually the CPI is, it's usually a little bit below right through here. But here's what the numbers look like. There was a pretty good correlation back in 2023. Correlation deviated a little bit in 2024. 2025, well, oil prices started to really go down. Remember, interest rates started to come down and everything else. Then all of a sudden, the war. And more oil spiked up to $120 a barrel. You see inflation go all the way from here up to here. That's a pretty massive move. Okay, so then all of a sudden, oil went from $120 a barrel. Now it's at $77 a barrel. A massive move down. Okay, so that's one piece of the puzzle. Here's the inflation numbers that the Federal Reserve looks at. Right behind me, you're going to see the PCE. You can see the same thing. Oil just ratcheted high. Okay, and this is the number, inflation number the Federal Reserve watches. So they're like, okay, this has to ratchet high, and it started moving up high. Okay, and the biggest culprit there is what stands out here, oil. You go down through here, the oil versus the 10-year treasury. Again, this is what freaks out the markets. When oil goes up, it actually increases the inflationary pressures. Thus, you have the 10-year treasury usually driving up in yield. Well, here's what happened. Again, you had oil all spike all the way up to here. So everybody's saying, and I would say the same thing, well, you're going to have the 10-year treasury go up in yield as well. Okay, so that's what you're seeing through there. Okay, so now here's what we're looking at. Oil is plunging right now. So what do you think the other indicators are going to do? Okay, my thought on all this is it's going to be anti-inflationary. So as oil comes down, you're going to see the cost of things going down. You're going to see the CPI coming down. You're going to get the PCE coming down. I just showed you right through here, the major moves in all this was the dynamic moves in oil. So that's what I'm hanging my hat on. I'm saying the markets, as you can show over history, they've been predominantly affected by oil, and that's the inflationary numbers, other than in 2022 when the Federal Reserve completely messed up and didn't increase rates sooner than they did, and that caused inflation to run out of control. So now, based on this information, let me go over to the economic news that we had this week. Let me give you a precast of what's coming down the pike next week, because we're going to get the PCE number next week. That's this inflation number. I'll give you my thoughts on it. We're also going to get the GDP, how much the economy is growing. So let's get over to the economic calendar we had this week. Just in a summary, we had retail sales coming in. They were actually double what was expected. So the consumer's doing pretty darn good. Retail sales month over month in May. Last reading was 0.4. They expected to go to 0.5. It doubled. Okay, that was the good news there. Jobless claims right through here. Initial jobless claims right on point. The last reading was 230. They thought it was coming in at 225. It came in at 226, right on point. Then we had the Federal Reserve come out this week and really do nothing with rates through here. So now next week, what are we going to get? Well, here's the interesting thing. We're going to get inflation numbers and we're going to get the GDP numbers. So on Monday, not a lot going on. We have a Fed official coming out and he's going to speak. I don't think the new Fed head of the Fed really wants these guys really coming out there and speaking because they're kind of forecasting things and that's what he doesn't want to do. He was adamant about that. Then on Tuesday, we're going to have ADP payroll numbers. I'm starting to like ADP payroll numbers. But if you look at this, last reading in a week, there's 25,000 new jobs created. If you create that over a month, that's 100,000 jobs. That's a pretty robust jobs market that you have through there. We're going to get other numbers through there, building permits, housing starts. And then on Thursday, we're going to get continued jobless claims and initial claims. But here's where those numbers start to come in. We're going to get the PCE, the personal consumption expenditure, the inflation number that the Federal Reserve watches. Well, this is going to be interesting because there's different variations of this. If you look at it, you're going to see core PCE month over month, year over year. Then you're going to go down through here and see PCE and PCE. What's the difference? Well, core strips out food and energy. Okay, it strips out energy. So it's probably not going to move that much. Where the PCE that includes energy, it's probably going to be sky high because in May, that's when we saw oil prices at $120 a barrel. So when you start looking at the dot plot, one of the big things that the Fed chairman Warsh said is he said, when we did that, the dot plots, we did it in pencil. The reason why is it can change really quick. And I think a dramatic drop in oil is the kickstart of all this. So let's get to the last piece of the puzzle. What is the Federal Reserve supposed to do in 40 days? Now, this is another piece of the puzzle saying, okay, most likely the Federal Reserve is going to increase rates. Well, after this video, let me know what your thoughts are down there below. But let's see what the Federal Reserve is supposed to do. So at the next meeting, there's only a 61% chance the Federal Reserve is going to keep rates where they are. The meeting after that, in September, there's over a 50% chance they're going to increase rates. my goal or my thoughts, there's a 100% chance they're not going to do anything at this meeting. And in future meetings, maybe not by the end of the year, but soon, the next move will be to cut rates. So let's get over to my thoughts. Would I be locking in now or would I be floating? So what am I advising my clients? Well, let me go over that with you. If you're a person looking out there to get a home right now, hopefully you got pre-approved by me and my team. I'll give you that in a second. But if you get a contract coming in, we're locking you in. Because I don't know where rates are going to go. I truly don't know where rates are going to go. And that's why I come out each day and I give you the data so you can actually make that decision on your own. My expectations are they're going to go down, but I'm locking you in. Because if a drone strikes or something happens, a tweet goes out there, well, maybe rates will go up an eighth or a quarter. Can you afford that? Maybe not. But if you're looking to buy in a few months or you're looking to build, I think you're okay. Watch oil. Subscribe over there. Every time I post a video, you'll get an alert. And let's monitor rates from here. And then if you can track it down through there. But if you're a homeowner right now, what do you do? What do you do? You're like, okay, rates were 599. Dan, you keep saying they're going to go there, but when? Well, let's track it for you. Here's some tools I want you to use. Go to my website. If you're a homeowner, put your information in there, right up there. It says Rate Watch 2.2. What we're going to track is two things. We're going to track your rate and your payments. If your rate goes down to an area you like or you want, we'll call you, text you, and email you. If you're like, okay, Dan, if I can save $200-$300 a month, let me know. We'll do the same thing. So check that out. If you got already estimates from some lenders out there, pick the best one you had. Okay, then let me look at it. Upload that into the loan estimate review. What I'm going to do is review it with almost of those 40 lenders we use. Let me explain to you how that works. I work at a bank that provides me a licensing in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The cool thing is we're set up with about 30 other banks, credit unions, mortgage companies, probably some of the ones you're going to call on your own. But we get discounted rates, and that's why we can usually get better rates and better fees than you guys out there. But if we can beat your competitor on the rate and fees, I'm hoping to win you as a client. And then if you're a homeowner out there buried in debt and you're like, okay, what do I do? I have a 5% rate on that, but my credit cards are at 28. Does it make sense to refinance? We use this tool right through here. It says debt refi. Okay, what it's going to do is you're going to plug in all your debts and it's going to analyze it through AI and tell you what exactly you should do. Are you trying to reduce your monthly payments as much as you can? Or are you trying to pay off all your debt as quick as you can? It'll give you all the options. Then if we can help you there, just click the button. It'll reach out to me and we can get you started. But that's what we have so far today, folks. And then if you want some tools, if you're trying to buy a house, looking to refinance, see if any of these things make sense. You can also use our tools right through here. It's a Stan store down below. Check it out. All these things are free. So even if it says, you know, buy whatever, click it, it's just going to send you off to another website that we have private behind the scenes to give you access to all these things. So the last thing is, like I always try to do, is end with the chart. But since the bond market's closed today, we have a plus 13 that we ended yesterday. Where do I think things are going to go from here? Like I said, watch oil, watch what happens to that. And please stop watching mainstream media, because half the time they're wrong. They're just trying to get you to click. So thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic weekend. This is my report for the day. I'll be back on Monday, the opening bell, to let you guys know what in the heck's going to happen with these and the whys behind it. Take care. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.